Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, are you a brand new frugalista or frugalisto? Former super spender now looking for ways to economize? One way to start saving some dough is to make your own. Kate McDonough and Zora O'Neill are food writers, well acquainted with their respective kitchens, and so we turn to them for advice on where to begin if your oven has been used more for shoe storage than for roasting. It all comes back to shoes. Kate McDonough edits the citycook.com. Zora O'Neill blogs as the roving gastronome and is one of the women behind Sunday Night Dinner, a dining club in Queens where you sort of eat out but at other people's homes. Welcome to both of you. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
Are you both fielding more questions about home cooking these days?
You know, when you run a website, you get to see metrics and what people are looking for and what kind of questions they're asking that bring you to your website. And the number of questions that I'm getting on budget cooking, how to cook a chicken, how to cook London broil, less expensive cuts of meat, less expensive ingredients, is up astronomically just in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I'm getting more personal calls and emails and more comments on my blog, but definitely people I know are starting to say, oh, Zora, can you tell me how to make that thing you just made? I might try that at home. So, yeah, it's spreading. It warms my heart.
Well, New Yorkers typically have small kitchens, and many are cooking for one. And one thing the takeout offers is variety. So if you're a single cook and you make a meatloaf, you know, you'll be eating it every day for a week.
Well, first of all, you can freeze parts of it and save it for another meal, or you can take part of it to lunch a couple of days later. I'm getting a lot of questions at the City Cook about how to prepare and bring your own lunch to work. So one thing that leftovers are good for is bringing your lunch to work. But there are other foods. You don't always have to make meatloaf, and there are foods that you can make in single portions and without a lot of effort.
And so, Zora, where to begin if you're hoping to save money? What do you do if you don't even have pots and pans?
Well, I'd say don't go out and buy one of those giant saucepan sets. Those are a total waste of money.
Really? But you get 16 pieces for $49.99.
That will just clutter up and take away from your shoe storage. What you really want is one skillet, like cast iron preferably, or maybe nonstick if you don't feel so confident with the cast iron, but I love cast iron. Cast iron skillet, super cheap, a good knife, a cutting board, a big pot for boiling, and you can start with that. And then if you find recipes that need more specific tools, you can get them. But you really just need a few things to get started.
And Kate, where do you start if economy is your main driver? Is it all about rice and beans?
No, absolutely not. I think one of the first things you need to think about is how you like to eat, because how you like to eat will influence how you should be cooking at home. That's one of the ways you won't feel hard done by and end up having cereal for dinner every night. If, for instance, you really love pizza, but you know that it's a lot of money for a food that really doesn't cost a lot to make, most pizza shops will sell you the raw dough, and you can buy the raw dough on your way home for like $2 and go home, and with a cookie sheet you can make your own pizza, and it probably will taste a lot better than what you get at the pizza shop.
You're also a fan of rotisserie chickens, I understand.
I do, because first of all, a cooked rotisserie chicken doesn't cost much more than a raw chicken that you then have to take home and cook. Roasting chicken is actually tricky, I find, to do. I've probably made hundreds of them, and I still mess them up. So if you buy one that's already cooked, and you can turn it, other than just eating it as a roasted chicken that you bought at the supermarket, you can use it in dozens of other foods. You can turn it into chicken salad. You can make tacos with it. You can make chicken fried rice or a pasta salad. And then again, you can, if you've got a household of one or two, you'll have leftovers that, again, you can take to work for lunch.
Kate McDonough and Zora O'Neill talking to those of you who are going to start cooking for the first time now that you can't afford to order in anymore. Ben in Manhattan might be one of those people. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Brian. A big fan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm recently separated from my wife, who is a great cook, and feeling a little bit bewildered. So can I have some encouragement?
Happy to provide that encouragement. The fact that you've been exposed to a good home cook is half the battle. You've probably picked up a whole lot more than you realize you have once you get in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was her sous
chef. Huh?
I said I was definitely her sous chef.
Okay, well, that's where all the work is. You know, the chef is just giving orders, so you've done all the hard work. You just need to get a few bits of gear and really decide, like Kate was saying, you want to cook things that make you satisfied, and you want to cook the things that you're hungry for, and that is the place to start no matter what it is.
Ben, good luck. Emily in Brooklyn says she's written a cookbook on the perfect recession food, which is...
casseroles. Now, casseroles, I know, kind of have a bad rap, especially since the 70s and 80s, when they've become synonymous with, like, Milwaukee's Best and trailer parks and all of that.
It's like dump the leftovers in a dish, sprinkle a little cheese on, and put it in the oven?
Exactly, but you can make casseroles with fresh, wonderful ingredients. And the best part about them, if you're cooking for one, as I do, I live alone in Brooklyn, and, you know, I make a casserole, and I leave half of it in the refrigerator, and then I take the other servings and put them in little Gladware containers and freeze them. And so you don't have to eat the entire casserole for a week. You can, you know, put the frozen one in the refrigerator when you're ready to take it to work or take it with you for lunch.
Emily, what's the name of your book?
It's called Casserole Crazy, Hot Stuff for Your Oven.
Good luck. And hold on, my producer wants to ask you a question. Adina in Irvington, or is it Adina? You're on WNYC.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, my name is Adina, and I'm from Irvington. Actually, for people that think, oh, you know what, the economy is so bad, and now I can't afford to go out and eat, well, there's a flip side to that. I'm a restaurant owner, and there's a lot of great deals out there. More and more restaurants are offering coupons because, you know, the economy is so bad and they do have to survive. So I would say if you don't want to learn how to cook, check out your local diner or your Irvington IHOP and see what's out there. How can, you know, because I know my restaurant, we offer a lot of great deals. Kids eat free, seniors get 50% off, and we offer like 20% coupons.
Is that your place? Is it the Irvington IHOP?
Yes, that's my place, yes.
And it's not just for pancakes anymore, I've been hearing.
Absolutely not. It's not.
And maybe they won't stop the advertising campaign that says that. Adina, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Zora O'Neill, when's the last time you were at IHOP?
Ooh, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was in high school. I remember it.
We had your cooking partner on the show.
Yes, Tamara Reynolds.
Right, when we did a segment about dining clubs. Is paying to eat home-cooked meals a compromise between cooking and dining out?
I think it's a really good start. I think Tamara and I have gotten fantastic feedback on our dinners in Astoria because people rarely get to enjoy eating at home, and it's such a different pleasure from eating in a restaurant. You get to relax, very casual, you can chat all you want, no one's going to bring you the check and kick you out. And people see that, and actually we have started getting people after our dinners, people call up and they're like, how did you make that? I need the recipe for that. Tamara just got invited to one of our guests' dinner parties, and she's like, is this how it feels to have a child start riding a tricycle? I feel so proud. They're going out on their own.
Huh.
And that's really what we want to encourage people to do.
Well, do you think, Kate, that there's a generational divide with cooking? Are young people not being taught how to cook?
I think that that definitely is true. We have a couple of generations now of people who grew up having both parents out in the workforce, and maybe neither one of their parents was particularly interested in home cooking or had the time to do it, and maybe they grew up on takeout food and in restaurant eating, or those prepared meals that come in the freezer case at the supermarket. So I think that there is a learning curve that a lot of us have to go through to put everyday cooking into our lives.
Sure, real quick. Do you advocate stocking up at the supermarket for these first time on a budget chefs, or doing it the European way and buying a little every day?
I say start with a stock up. It's not going to seem cheap. The first time you go with a recipe in hand and you go to the store and you get all the stuff for it for your first recipe, you're going to say, oh my God, I could have spent less on takeout. But no, you're building up your pantry. You're putting, you know, spices in the spice rack and canned tomatoes on the shelves. And it's worth the investment going forward. You really want to do a shop a couple times a week and you're probably good.
We have a link to the section of Kate McDonough's site, thecitycook.com, for cooking on a budget, right? You have a cooking on a budget section now of thecitycook.com. Zora O'Neill has a cookbook coming out, and we can't say the name on the air. We will just say that Governor Blagojevich would feel right at home.
That's a very nice way of putting it. It won't be out until October of 2009, so until then, my blog is at rovinggastronome.com, and actually I'll be starting my own website about home cooking in January. So go to my blog, and I'll let you know the details.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you very much.